All right, and with that, we say Vitami Vas, and welcome to Czech Classics Then and Now here on CzechPolka.com. Dennis Swatek here with you once again for another hour or so of some great polka music from Texas and around the world. Today is Saturday, April 11th, kind of a dreary day. It's a little raining outside. We got some rain pretty much all weekend scheduled, so hopefully you guys are staying dry wherever you are. But got some good polka music for you to keep you going if you are stuck indoors. Started the show off with our old band, the Dance Hall Boys, going back to 1997. Polka time, one called Prague Blossoms, since I guess it is kind of springtime and all the flowers are popping up. So I thought that was a pretty good one to kick off the show. I've got a good show for you this time around. And I want to welcome all the new listeners. I think we probably have some new listeners. Got a little more promotion lately. And if you are new to the show, I just want to take a second. The old listeners will know this, but just right off the bat, this ain't your normal polka show. So if you're expecting just to hear the same 10, 15 bands you hear every weekend on the radio, that's not what this show is about. This show, from the very beginning, is about featuring bands that you won't hear anywhere else, recordings you won't hear anywhere else. You know, I feature 78s, LPs, cassettes, all this out-of-print stuff. So, like I said, a lot of stuff you're not going to hear anywhere else. So, you want to hear the other stuff? Go listen to the radio shows. They'll give it to you. But it's kind of like a history lesson is what the show is. But it's a fun history lesson. So we're going to get on to it, and we're going to definitely do some history right now. We are going to do a little Bacha family tree right here. Trace the music of the great Bacha family all the way from the beginning, from 1929, the very first recordings ever of a Texas polka band, the Bachova Česká Kapela, and we'll go all the way through, all the way into the 70s with Clarence Bacha. So a nice long set here, five in a row, five different Bacha bands you're going to hear. And like I said, we're going to start things off with a 78. It was originally released on the OK label, OKEH, and then it was re-released on Columbia. But this is from technically the very first recording session. I've seen documentation that the Bachas recorded one 78 in 1924, but I've never seen a copy of it anywhere. I've never heard it. I've never seen a picture of the record. So I don't know what happened to that, if they just recorded the songs and it was never released. But this is from their first real recording session from 1929 that was released. There were several songs recorded back in June of 1929 that were released on 78s, and this is one of them. So we're going to start things off with the Bachova Česká Kapela, the Bacha's Czech band, doing the Bartered Bride March. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, c'est sa façon. Yeah, 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 it's cool, bam. British cousin, still me kiddo. That's still me kiddo. That's still me kiddo.
Clarence Boccia and his band right there, wrapping up that long set of Boccia history. Like I said, let's go back and check out what we were listening to. Like I said, we started things off with the original Boccia band, the Bacciova Cesca Coppola from 1929, doing the Bartered Bride March, followed up with the John R. Boccia Orchestra, which was the next incarnation, whatever you want to say, of the Boccia family bands. From 1947, the Village Tavern Polka. Then just a couple years later, we have the Ray Boccia Orchestra on another Hummingbird 78, the What Can Happen Waltz. Followed up with Gil Boccia and his band from 1963, Polka Time at the Mill. And then we finally wrapped it up with Clarence Boccia and his band from sometime in the 1970s, I believe. One called Patsy's Polka. That's also a lot of bands have played that, called Happy Musicians Polka as well. So I think he just renamed it for his wife, Patsy. So there we go. We got a full set down, a nice little Boccia family tree right there. And we're going to continue on now with some live music. This is from a videotape session from 1993, back when CP Media, Joe Cheveny, came down to Texas and taped a bunch of polka bands. So this is one of them. It's Jerry Heiser and the Melody Five. They're going to do their version of the Westphalia Waltz. We'll be right back. Fritz Hardy and the Fabulous Six right there wrapping up that little set with Catherine's Waltz from their 2013 CD 50-Year Journey. Right with that Brave Combo, one called the Love Sick Polka. I really like that one a lot. And like I said, we started things off with Jerry Heisler and the Melody Five, some live music, the Westphalia Waltz. So two sets down, we're going to keep rolling on now and feature some really unique music. We've got a good buddy down in Cedar Creek, right outside of Bastrop, Glenn Lacina. And we talk polka music all the time. Glenn, in fact, I got your email about the Potex and stuff. I need to get back with you on that. I apologize for not responding. I definitely will pretty soon. Years ago, he sent me a cassette of just some home recordings of, I believe, his dad and his uncle that they just recorded in their house, maybe. I don't know. Some of them kind of sound like they were in a studio, because they've got some reverb and stuff on it, but I'm not sure. But he just wanted me to transfer them to CD, you know, kind of preserve them. And I just fell in love with them. They were just, I don't know what it is about it. It just, like, this is like the most primal, when you get down just to the music. You know, people sitting around their house playing songs that they love for, just for their own enjoyment. And I just really, that concept just really appeals to me, you know? So I'm going to feature a couple of songs from that cassette that I transferred over. And like I said, this is just Glenn Lacina. I believe it's his dad and his uncle. You're going to hear dulcimer. I believe Glenn said his dad built this dulcimer as well. And I think, pretty sure Glenn still has the dulcimer. So you're going to hear some dulcimer on this. So two in a row from what I just called the Lacina Family Band, the Wild Olive Waltz and the Poor Cinderella Polka. So first up, here's the Wild Olive Waltz.
Thank you. spila. Siva olubiško, kde spila? Kde si svoje popelave perži? Kde si svoje popelave perži tratila? Stratila sem ja je na poli, stratila sem ja je na poli, a to tobie, můj drahý holubko, a to tobie, můj drahý holubku nás dorí.
Drink fin och ein Tröpfchen aus den kleinen Hinkeltröpfchen. Drink fin och ein Tröpfchen, drink fin och ein Tröpfchen aus den kleinen Hinkeltröpfchen. Oh, Susanna, wie ist das Leben doch so schön? Oh, Susanna, wie schmeckt das Bier so schön?
Hub City Dutchman right there out of Yoakum, wrapping up that set. Let's recap what we were listening to. Like I said, we had two in a row to start off. This set from the Lucina Family Band, we had the Wild Olive Waltz. And right after that, the Poor Cinderella Polka. Followed up with some music out of the Ennis area, Ray LaBaye and the Country Boys doing the Grey Dove Waltz. And then, like I said, we wrapped that set up with the Hub City Dutchman. Little Shottish Time, the old classic, Oh Susanna. So, another set down. We'll keep rolling on now. And go back to some more live music. This is another one of those CP Media video cassettes from 1993. This is the Vragels from their 40th anniversary video cassette that they released. and it's the Falling Leaf Waltz.
One, two, three.
Jabora spadl na náš na oba. Pojď, má milá, pojď a doprovod mě až do našeho dvora. Pojď, má Podia do provod mnie aż do naszego dwora. A ja
Seven Dutchmen right there out of New Braunfels wrapping up that set. One called the Red Raven Polka. Of course, everybody knows that one. Right for that band out of Schulenburg, the Urechkas Orchestra on a Sarge 45, the Red Tulip Waltz. And like I said, we started that set off with the Vrazos Polka Band, of course, from videotape session 1993, the Falling Leaf Waltz. Rolling on now, we're going to feature Tony Janak and his band out of the Sweet Home area doing the old classic, Yo Le Blanc.
Why, man? vännen tjatet igen. Och chi, och chi, la la, oh yeah.
Checkmates right there, another band out of the kind of Dallas Ennis area, from their cassette 20th Anniversary Live from 1993, one of my all-time favorites, the Red Rose Waltz. Right before that, the Lazy Farmers Polka Band from 2008, the White Blossom Polka, and we kicked that set off with Tony Yannick and his orchestra doing the old Yoli Blonde. So I think we got one more full set of music left to go, so let's get on into it. And we start things off with something really kind of unique. This is Sonny Pitalic and his Classic Sounds combo. And this has to have been recorded the late 80s, early 90s. And you'll, when you hear it, you'll know why. Because it's got a lot of MIDI instruments on there, which are basically computerized instruments. And this is the way when computers and started first making music around that time, that's what they sounded like. And so if you listen to those early Doika Brothers recordings, you'll hear the same thing. You'll hear those MIDI instruments. And some of them are pretty good, some of them not so much. But it's a very, you know, it's for the time, that was kind of high technology back then, you know, as opposed to recording all the instruments yourself. You could do it on a computer. So kind of unique. So we're going to feature Sonny Pitalic and his Classic Sounds combo, little German waltz, one called So Ein Tag.
Der dürfte nie werden. so freute. Und wer weiß, wann wir uns wiedersehen. Auch wie bald werden die schönen Stunden, die wie Wolken werden. So ein Tag, so wunderschön wie heute. So ein Tag, der dürfte nie vergehen.
Thank you.
Patex right there, of course, wrapping up that set. Like I said, if you're new to the show, there's kind of the big four, the Patex, Leroy Motoka, Rajals, and the Mayex. You'll hear one of those bands just about on every show, just because those are my four top favorites. I could throw Adolf Hofner in there as well, but those are the main ones, and I love those bands, and I'll play them because I enjoy hearing them, and I hope you do too. So, Joe Patek and his orchestra wrapping up that set with the Four Horses Waltz. Right before that, we had the High Toppers out of New Braunfels doing the Wayside Waltz. Johnny Mincik Band, another kind of Dallas Ennis band, doing the Gypsy Polka. And like I said, we wrapped that off with some high-tech music at the time. Sonny Patalik and his Classic Sounds Combo doing So Ein Tag. And with that, the show has come to an end. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I will be back in a couple of more weeks with a new show. As soon as I finish getting this one put together and uploaded, I'll go ahead and start picking out music for the next show. So if anybody has any requests, drop me an email or send me a message on Facebook, and I will try to get those on for you. Always enjoy playing requests if I get some, so just let me know. On the band front, we have picked up a couple of dances with Czech Melody Masters. So let's see, off the top of my head, May 24th, Sunday, we will be back down in Sermon, as we are every Memorial Day Sunday, for their annual St. Paul Lutheran Church homecoming picnic. The following Saturday, we're going to have a new place we're playing. It's a brewery down in Pflugerville, right outside of Austin, called the Old Greg Brewing Company. I think they're doing a Mayfest they want us to play at, so we're going to do that. June 6th, we have a private anniversary down in Martinez. Maybe some of you guys are invited to that. So if you are, we will see you there. And then we just picked up, really cool, June 14th, Sunday, down in Fayetteville. They have started having free dances down in Fayetteville the second Sunday of every month. So I think all the way through at least August or September, they've got bands booked. So every second Sunday, they've got a free dance. I think our good buddy Mason Nezvodba and his band, the Eminem Playboys, are going to be playing in May for Mother's Day. And then in June 14th, Sunday, we will be there, Czech Melody Masters. So come on out. It's a free dance, like I said. And I think the hall only holds about 150 people. And they are pretty strict about not letting that go over because of fire codes and stuff like that. So if you want to come, get there early so you're not left standing outside the door, you know. But that's going to do it for this time. We will see you back in a couple more weeks. We're going to get on ahead of one last polka time. Doika Brothers, we're going to feature Mark Doika on this one. Usually John handles the vocals, but Mark is going to do the honors on this one. He does a really great job. I got to send him an email because I really enjoy this, and he does a great job on this. It's the old classic never-ending song of love. So I'm going to get the Doika Brothers to take us out of here. So until next time, you guys, take care, stay safe, and we'll see you down the road. Bye-bye.
I've got a never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I want to do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd sing my never-ending song of love for you. I've got a never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I want to do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd sing my never-ending song of love for you. After all this time of being alone, we can love one another, feel for each other from now on. Feels so good, I can hardly stand it. Never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I want to do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd sing my never-ending song of love for you. Feel for for each other from now on. Feels so good, I can hardly stand it. Never ending love for you. From now on, that's all I want to do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd sing my never ending song, love for you. From the first time we met, I knew I'd sing my never ending song.